Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. We all know what's going on now between the privacy stuff between Facebook and Apple and iOS and opting in and opting out. So how is this going to affect WhatsApp users? Well, it looks like they're going to gradually start taking features away and may even get to the point where you can't even use the app anymore. Now, as of right now, Facebook says no one will have their accounts deleted or lose functionality of WhatsApp on May 15th. Yes, apparently this is D-Day for when this stuff starts happening. WhatsApp is planning on to limit functionality for people that are holding out because of new privacy policies. Meaning right now, you can continue to use WhatsApp as you have been doing, at least for the next few days. But once the 15th of May comes around, yeah, you might start to encounter limited functionality. That is, of course, until you opt in. From what we can tell right now, the first feature to go will be losing access to your chat list. And then a few weeks later, the app will actually stop sending messages and calls to your phone altogether. Apparently, the exact moment when the process starts will vary from person to person. Looks like Sony's got some nice flashy earbuds coming our way, at least that's what the leak is showing. Yes, we're talking about the 1000X M4 earbuds. And by this leak, we can see it has a whole new sleek design. We all know that Sony is nearing the release of its next set of noise-canceling true wireless earbuds, but the folks over at the Walkman blog seem to have got some images of these things before they do hit prime time. From what we can tell, Sony has downsized these earbuds quite a bit. They no longer have that flattened pill shape, so with that given, they're closer to, say, a Galaxy Buds Pro, or even the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless Earbuds 2. One thing that hasn't changed is the signature black and copper look. Yep, it's still very much there. All accounts are pointing that an official announcement should be sometime next month. Staying with Sony rumors, boy, I don't know if we've ever said that phrase on this show. Sony rumors. Usually it's Apple rumors. Well, in any case, looks like the next PlayStation VR will be 4K and even include eye tracking. That is, if the folks over there at Upload VR are telling the truth. As far as the resolution goes, we're looking at about 4000 by 2040. In pixel terms, that's 2000 by 240. And you might recall the original resolution, 960 by 180. Yeah, quite a bump. As far as how that VR is going to fit in those additional pixels, well, that's all having to do with the eye tracking. According to sources and these rumors, the headset will track the user's eyes. That way, it'll be fully sharp exactly where you're looking. Unfortunately, that's all we got. No release date, no pricing yet. And finally, oh, we had to include this one because, let's face it, since the remote was invented, we've been losing it. However, thanks to a clever individual out there that Apple probably should have thought of, you know, being the fact that they've got these AirTags now, you can now combine the best of both worlds. That's right. Lose that Siri remote? Well, use your Apple AirTag to find it. Now, we all know Apple just redesigned the Siri remote, and it was actually announced at the same event as the AirTags. And yes, the clever thought of putting AirTags on your keys and this and that, but nobody at the Apple event thought, yeah, what about that new remote? Well, thanks to some fine creators out there and a 3D printer, it's a match made in heaven. Basically, it's a plastic little case there for your Siri remote. Pop in that AirTag and then pop in the remote on top of it. Now, from what we can tell, you can download the files, and if you got a 3D printer, heck, you can do it yourself. But if you're one of many out there, including myself, that does not own a 3D printer yet, from what we're hearing, they'll print and ship one for you. And all of this info can be found over at the lovely little website of Thingiverse. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we would listen. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you know, we've been tweeting out and letting you know the news show. We're needing your help so we can stay on the air. There's lots of added costs that go into doing this show day in and day out. And unfortunately, those funds to run the show, yeah, they're just dwindling. So we really could use your help. And there's two ways you can do it. You can go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, have a monthly donation of $5, $15, or $20 a month. And if that's too much for you, any amount would do. Pay paypal.me/British Tech. Any amount that you can give can ensure that we can keep this show going for you day in and day out. Speaking of the British Tech Network, you can follow us on those social media sites at Facebook at British Tech Network, or of course on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join us at our community over at our BTN Slack room. You can easily find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.